One Aussie's made his own piece of history over the weekend. Remember Space Invaders? That was the first classic arcade game. Came in after Pong. Then you had Galaga. Those ships that would hang up there and then fly down through the air trying to hit you. Well, Phil Day from Braidwood has just set the world Galaga record over the weekend. He joins me now. Phil, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Well, thanks. How are the fingers and thumbs feeling this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Sunday I was pretty tired still. I couldn't sleep real well after a two-hour-long game on Galaga. It sort of sent my mind a bit buzzing.
So you spent about 2 hours playing this arcade game to set the record score, yeah?
Yeah, about 2 hours and 5 minutes straight, yeah.
What did you rack up, and what was the previous record?
The current record's 2.7 million,
yeah.
and mine's not been verified yet. I'll send it off to America today, and the score I'll be sending is 3.4 million.
3.4 million.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you killed that alien that put you past the 2.7 million score?
Oh, well, it's kind of weird because you haven't got really time to celebrate in any real way. Mm. You have to sort of contain yourself.
They're relentless, aren't they? They just keep coming at you.
Yeah, well, that's those old arcades were designed to take your money, so there's no pause, there's no stop. You've just got to, you know, they want you off the game, so you put more money in.
No, you keep going, mate.
Oh, well, I was just saying there wasn't much time to celebrate. I just sort of went, yep, did it, and then just had to concentrate again.
Now, does the machine keep getting harder and harder? I presume it reaches a maximum speed, and then you just keep holding at that speed?
Yeah, it goes at about level 32, it sort of plateaus out, and it just cycles through then. But I hadn't done this before, but I clocked it at 250, so I went back to stage zero. And when it went back to stage zero, all the levels were erased and it slowed down like you just started again.
Oh, that would have been like a little holiday for you. That's like when they bring on the part-time spin bowler and you're on 180 not out.
Well, that's the thing, but it throws you off. Like, I wasn't used to the speed, and that's when I lost.
Oh, so you got wiped out by the easy guys, having seen off the Ultimate Warriors for hours.
Yeah, you just sort of, you're in a different mode, I suppose. It's just why they bring those spin guys in.
Now, a lot of people would say, Phil, that you're an example of a wasted youth, and this has just eaten away at your mind. You could have been reading Shakespeare over the weekend. You could have been writing poetry. You could have been out splitting the atom. What do you say to those critics and doubters, Phil?
Oh, well, in my spare time, I mean, three other friends, we're independent publishers.
There you go.
Publishing essays and all that sort of stuff. Anyway.
What a renaissance man you are.
Well, I try.
And where to now, Phil? Do you want to wrestle with this beast again, or do you finally put your 20-cent piece away and retire from the game, the best ever?
Well, I'll probably stop. There's one other thing I wouldn't mind doing. There's a Galaga Marathon, which is a different version of the game where the one I've been playing, you don't get bonus men on. You've got to get all that score on just five men.
Oh.
And then there's another one where you get bonus men, but no one's put a score in the top 10 since the 80s. So I thought I'd try and do that, just put a score in the top 10 and then maybe give it a rest for a while.
Good on you, mate. Congratulations. Very well played.
Cheers, mate.